Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Eliza with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a leaked document showed that Bus Queensland, one of Australia's largest private bus companies, turned down the state government funding, which would lead to a pay increase for drivers. The implementation course, including the increase in annual leave balances, can conclude the reason for or rejection of the subsidy. Transport Workers Union Director of Organising Josh Milroy said he's expected to see worsening staff shortages at Bus Queensland as workers deserve respect and pay rises from the operator.
Ticket scalping is on the rise, with bots buying up huge numbers to sell at a markup. This week, more than 2,000 fans were almost locked out of the State of Origin decider at Brisbane's Lang Park after buying their tickets through an unauthorised third party, with one fan paying $5,000 for 10 fake tickets. Lang Park Stadium General Manager says ticket scanners can tell if a ticket is scalped, leading to a high chance of being denied entry into the venue.
In national news, a Nauru detainee speaks out as new boat arrivals near 100 despite the facility being vacant in June 2023. The number of refugees being held on Nauru has increased sixfold in 6 months. One detainee currently at the centre is one of the 39 men from Pakistan who told ABC News in a phone call, "They are treating us like animals, like criminals." Crossbench MPs are pushing the Albanese government to improve processing times to prevent asylum seekers being left on Nauru for years.
The police watchdog has ordered a new investigation after reviewing CCTV footage of police pushing children between 12 and 15 years old to the ground at a Batemans Bay shopping centre last year. The footage shows two women and several children engaged in a verbal argument and the police stepping in when the argument turned physical. The Law Enforcement Conduct Commission has ordered New South Wales Police to investigate the allegation of unreasonable use of force.
In international news, new details of the Trump shooting investigation reveal that the gunman may have tracked Trump's movement for months before the assassination happened. The alleged gunman, Thomas Crooks, search history shows he did his research mostly from the internet and outlet reports. Although Crooks is a registered Republican, the search history did not reveal which side of the political spectrum Crooks was on. Furthermore, investigation shows Secret Service snipers have spotted the gunman 20 minutes before the attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It is currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21, and the UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au.